Oh, he's got a new assistant, Peter Stirling. It's a good one too. I like the appointment of that. Laurie Daly, good morning, champion.
Morning, Slade. How are you, mate?
I reckon, yeah, well, mate. I reckon you've done well to get Stirlo.
Yeah, I think we have. You know, Pete's one of those guys that's very well respected in our industry, and he's very knowledgeable. You know, doesn't put his name to something that all the time. He's very selective in what he does, and to be quite honest with you, I didn't think that he'd take up the offer. But I made the phone call, and then it probably sort of took about 2 weeks to try and not convince him, but have discussions about what we do and how we go about it. And I was very excited when he agreed to come on board.
Well, Laurie, can you give our listeners and viewers a bit of an insight into that sort of relationship and how it works? You know, is it about selection? Is it only about selection? Is it about what you're doing in camp? Is it about motivation and inspiration and heritage? What's it all about?
Yeah, it'll be all those things, TK, to be honest with you. It's probably grown a little bit, that role. So as well as obviously selecting the team, Pete and I, as I said to Pete when I first discussed the role with him, it'll be all-encompassing. So he'll have a great understanding of what we're trying to do, how we're trying to play, the ethos that we've been trying to build over the last, 3 or 4 years. All the inside knowledge that someone doesn't get to see from the outside. So, he'll have input into all those things. Obviously, on game night, he'll be working with Channel 9. But in the lead-up, he'll certainly know everything about our preparation and what we're trying to do. And obviously seek counsel from him as well, because he's a guy that, has got wonderful knowledge. Yeah. As I said, very well respected by everyone. And I think he can add a lot of value to our team and our program. And, we're very excited that Pete's decided to come on board, because I think a lot of people have chased him and never been successful. So for us to get him, it's a real coup for us.
Yeah, absolutely, mate. Any ideas who's going to lead the Blues next year?
Yeah, that's an ongoing discussion, obviously, Pete and myself will have, and along with the board of the New South Wales Rugby League. We've got some fine young players that really stood up over the last year and a half. Obviously, we've lost some leadership. So for us, the guys that automatically spring to mind are your Aaron Woodses, your Boyd Cordners, your Josh Jacksons. A guy like Matty Moylan's a club captain at Penrith, who I've got a great deal of respect for as well. So, we'll have a leadership group, and I'm sure that one of those or two of those guys will jump out of the ground over the coming months and show their real qualities and hopefully be on the verge of something special with the New South Wales team, because for me it's the we've got the depth that we haven't had in the past in a lot of key positions, and that's what's exciting going forward for us.
You've probably got a couple of choices for halfback now too, but there's a lot of water to go under the bridge in the early rounds.
Yeah, that's right, TK. I think for us, that's what we've sort of been aiming to do over the last couple of years since we won in 2014, was to try and sort of mould and build a team and have it, try and win as we go. Of course, that's what we want to do, but to make sure that guys coming into that, 23 to 25 years of age bracket have had origin experience behind them, and now they're coming into their best part of their footy careers. So they should be, right to go. And, you look at, Adam Reynolds got a taste of it last year. Mitch Pearce didn't play. Moylan and Maloney got an opportunity in the halves as well. And you got a young guy like Mitch Moses and Nathan Cleary sort of underneath that. So we're starting to develop that depth and competition, which we need. And again, I keep sort of repeating myself, but I think New South Wales are in the best sort of position that I've certainly been in my time, and I'd nearly say it over the last 10-12 years.
The support you get, mate, from the Blatchies Blues, we want more of them. You've got, there's a good supporter base, but they get a great advantage if they join, just from a ticketing point of view.
Yeah, they do, and for us, that's really a key, in particular when we play home and away. They have bays now when you play away in Queensland, and it'd be great to see 3,000 or 4,000 Blatchies up there at Suncorp in game one, because that's going to be a huge game for us. And then when we come back to Sydney, we want to try and increase that 15,000-16,000 number to around 20,000-22,000 if we can. It's a good price for a ticket. You enjoy the atmosphere of the game. It's a great game day experience, and And I know the guys really feed off their exuberance and their energy, and they're a big part of our team, and we need them there at the games, and hopefully they can push us that extra little bit to get the victory.
Well, tickets for all three games are now available, so you can go online and get those tickets. And game one is the final day, January, February, March, April, May, final day of May. So it's not.
I think it's 6 months today, to be honest with you, boys.
It's 6 months today.
It? 6 months today, yeah.
Yeah.
So
you've got the clock.
Seems like a long time.
You've got the old countdown clock going.
Well, now I have.
You have to. Mate, if we don't chat before Christmas, have a great family Christmas, mate.
Yeah, same to you, TK and Slats. Hopefully safe and happy, guys. And thanks for having us on, and all the best. And all the best to your listeners as well. Hopefully they have a safe and enjoyable Christmas as well.
Good on you, mate.